First today as we share what it is that God has laid upon our heart. The Lord laid this message upon us several weeks ago, and we wanted to convey it. We wanted to be able to share it, but the Lord would have us to hold off for a few days before it was time to be able to share this message. And as we were studying and looking over many passages of Scripture and working on different messages, the Holy Spirit began to speak to our heart that this Sunday is the day. So you pray for us this morning as we share from God's Word a message that is entitled today, A Lesson in Faith and Trust. A lesson in faith and in trust. Friends, if you have your Bibles, turn with us today to the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. This morning, Lord willing, we want to be able to begin reading in verse number 8 and read down through verse 16. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to that gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did accordingly to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of oil wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which He spake by Elijah. Now, friends, there's many of us today who feel very lonely and very weary. But I can tell you, on the authority of God's word, through one's faith and trust in the Lord, all can change. When the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, He began to remind us of the situation of these two individuals. Their conditions were very different, but it took faith and it took trust to make a difference. We declare to you today, by God's inerrant word, that it will take faith and it will take trust to make a difference in your life and in the lives that's around you. I believe, dear friends, friends, that the Lord would have us convey this message, convey it in a way that touches the heart of each and every one that's assembled here today. The Bible speaks of that city called Zarephath, that Phoenician city that is known as melting, smoldering, and refining. You might say, Brother Liam, what does that mean? That means a crucible pot. A crucible was something that you could put something like gold or silver in. The heat began to get intense. The old ways would flay and go away. You see, Brother Lynn knows through and by the Word of God how that God works in great and glorious ways. For in my life, as it is in your life, when troubled times come, and it seems as though the heat of despair is kindled among your heart, those that have faith and trust in God can see the Lord work and wipe away all the impurities and all the things that seems to hinder. Oh, dear friends, our prayers today, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what may be going on in your life today, that you can put faith and trust in God and allow Him to wipe away all the drudge, all the sludge, all the impurities that seems to hinder and to defile. You say, Brother Lynn, I want that in my life. I beg you today, put trust and faith God, and the Lord will bless you and, praise God, help you. He is faithful. Oh, how faithful our Lord is. The Bible tells us that Elijah, whose name means my God is Jehovah, Elijah, who had trust in the Lord God Almighty, had been taken care of at the brook of Cherith. And the Bible tells us in 1 Kings in chapter 17 that he drank from the brook, and that ravens would come in the morning and in the evening, bringing him bread and bringing him flesh. But at that time, when the brook dried up, the Lord commanded him and compelled him to go. You see, dear friends, Elijah, like us, had to put trust, faith in God. He knew not what the morrow held, but his faith and trust was in the one who held tomorrow. And I tell you today, dear friends, the same Lord that blessed Elijah, same Lord that has a desire to bless us simply if we'll put our faith and our trust in Him. When I was looking here at this message and began to study God's precious Word, the Lord reminded me how that in Luke chapter 4 in verses 25 and 26 spoke of the passage that read, how Jesus used it in his message in the Gospel of Luke. I tell you, dear friends, this is a message that will uplift. This is a message that will stir. This is a message that will bring great change if we today will do what thus saith the Word of God and put our faith and our trust, praise God, in Him. That was the key then, and that is the key now, to put faith and trust in God. Can you imagine Elijah as he was traveling down that dusty road and he was heading to the city of Zarephath? A great drought was in the land. famine was everywhere. It looked very bleak to the prophet of God. And when he got to the city gate, the Bible says that the widow woman was gathering sticks. She was in a hopeless state. But you see, dear friend, Elijah, he had a trust in God. He had faith in God. You know why? Because the Lord told him to go there and there would be a woman who would sustain him. I tell you, dear friend, the Lord has told you and he's told me, I'll take care of you. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All you have to do is put faith and trust in me. Oh, what a message. What a lesson to be learned. For you see, dear friends, as Elijah came to this desolate place and he seen that woman out there gathering those sticks, she was about to prepare what she thought would be the last meal. But Elijah said this. He said, you go and you fetch me a little water. Oh, dear friends, what does that represent? It represents water that comes from God. When you accepted that living water and you had that blessed assurance, you knew then that the Lord would sustain you. But what else did he say? He said, you go and you make me a little morsel of bread. What did your faith produce? What did your trust do? It gave you a blessed assurance in the bread of life. Oh, dear friends, I say that to say this, that when we put our faith and our trust in the Lord will bless us. Praise God, he'll help us. He'll enable us to rise above the harshness of life. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know your condition. But rest assured, the Lord does. And the message then, as it is today, put trust and faith in him. And praise God, he'll see you through. Oh, I'm thankful that he will see us through. Oh, what did Elijah have to do? He had to put faith in God. He had to put a trust in God. And what did that widow woman have to do? She had to put faith in the word of God that was spoken by God's man and this dire situation in her life. What else have to do? She had to put trust in the word of God that the Lord's man spoke to her that day. I tell you, dear friends, we need to take this book and apply it to our lives in faith, believing and know it's the word of God and that the word speaks to us and the world enables us to do the things that's needed to be done. The word of God is precious and the word of God is pure, and praise be to God, it will bring to you what you need. Oh, I'm thankful. Thankful today that when I look at the Word of God and I think about all the things that the Lord did on our behalf, I thought about the Apostle Paul, how that he was traveling throughout all Asia Minor, having to walk by faith and not by sight. That's why that he says in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 in verse number 7, he said, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Because I tell you, if we walk faithless and we act in accordance to what we see, you can rest assured the devil will have a field day in your life and have his way with you. But praise be to God, we that know him and trust in him and have faith in him, we know that greater he that is within us than he that's in the world. I thought about Elijah so much these days of late. Because you see, dear friend, Elijah knew that God would bless. Elijah knew that God would provide what Elijah seen in the desperate state when this woman's life was that she needed to put faith and trust in God. I know the Lord is able. I know He can do great and glorious things. My prayers today, do you believe? Do you trust? Is your faith in God to rise you above the hardships and the cruelty of life, to bring you to the place that you can have the joy and the peace that can only come through serving a great and glorious God? You see, we have what it takes. Dear friends, we just got to implement it. You say, Brother Lynn, how do you know that? Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter number 12, in verse number 3, it says, God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. God has not gave me more than He's gave you. Lord has not lifted me and not lifted you. Praise be to God. The Lord has provided for one and for all through our faith and our trust in Him. Can you imagine that widow woman? She got up that morning. Last meal is the day we're going to die. You parents with these children, if you thought that the day was your last day with your child, just think about the anguish. Think about the worry. Think about the hurt. And hear this old prophet of God. Here He comes, stirring up a little dust in this land of famine. Here He comes with a word from the Lord. And I looked at that woman in this passage that's found in 1 Kings 17. You see, dear friend, she felt as though she had no hope. But when she heard the word of God, it moved her and compelled her to know there was hope in the Word. So how do you know that? Because she went and she fetched Him a little water. And she made Him a little cake. She didn't have to, but she chose to. Just like today, you don't have to come to the Lord. You don't have to rededicate your life. You don't have to get saved. But I tell you today, you have an opportunity to choose to. To choose to. No one forced her. No more than no one forces us. But I praise God for the Lord that He gives us to make a choice, a sound choice, through faith and through trust to make a difference in our lives. Here she was down to her last handful of meal. There she was down to just a little oil in a cruse, a small little container. The Bible tells us that something glorious happened. Something wonderful happened. For notice here, verse 14 of 1 Kings 17. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did a cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Oh, it's saying this, that when she acted in faith and put her trust in God, all things changed. I tell you, friends, if we put our faith and our trust in God, things will change in our lives and in the lives that's around us. You see, dear friends, I like what the Word of God says. It wasn't just her, but her house was sustained. Her son was taken care of, and Elijah was well fed. You see, dear friends, the one we serve and belong to has an ample supply, and he has a desire to bestow upon us if we will simply put our faith and our trust in him. That's all she had to do. That's all she had to do. It didn't matter how much money she had. There was no goods to be bought. It didn't matter what she had available to her. There was nothing to be had. She was spiritually destitute. She was physically deprived. She was, as the old people in the holler would say, between the rock and the hard place. And she had nowhere to go. How many of us today have been so low that all we can do is to look up where this widow woman was? She was so low, all she could do was look up, and the world may have stripped away all that she once had, but praise be to God, she still had the ability to have faith and trust in the Word of God. That made all the difference. That made all the difference. People says, I want things to be done differently in my life. Well, you can help your kids, you can help your neighbors, you can help a friend, you can help a loved one. You may go so far, but it's a limit to what I can do. It's a limit to what you can do. But praise his glorious name. It's unlimited to what God can do. You see, dear friends, with Elijah, his mission overtook the condition. I tell you today, the message and the ministry and the message of the world can overcome you today. The Word of God can bring to you to have peace and joy in your heart, and you can know that the ministry overcome your condition, and that the Word of God can bless you and help you and hold the world at bay. You see, the world was closing in on her. You ever felt like the world was closing in on you? Seems as though the walls is drawing near. You begin to get a little spiritually claustrophobic. Began to panic. I believe that's where she was at. If you read and you study that very closely, her demeanor was good when Elijah came up there. Can you imagine the tone? I'm just going to gather two sticks. I'm going to bake a little cake for me and my son, and we're going to die. She was in a sad state. So many today are in a sad state. They're wandering here and there in the world, and they're looking here and there for satisfaction and rejuvenation. I tell you, friends, the only place that we can have stability is when we put our faith and our trust in the Lord. The Bible says, that the cruse of oil failed not. The barrel never emptied. The Lord provided. How can the Lord provide when there's nothing? Oh, praise be to God. It's because the one that we serve is something. It's all his. It's all His. You might say, well, I'm without. I have nothing. I've hit rock bottom. Everything is falling apart. Everything is disintegrating before me and around me and about me. Aren't you thankful that the remedy is faith and trust in God? Where would we be? Where would we be without that faith and trust in God? Oh, dear friend, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Jesus wants to bless you. He wants to comfort you. You remember when Christ looked down on the sad state of Jerusalem there in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew 23, when Jesus looked down upon that city and he seen the harshness and the spiritual drought that was infested in people's lives. Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killest the prophets and stoneth them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered her, thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her children under her wings, and you would not. What Jesus is saying, I want to gather you in, cover you with the wings of my love, to provide for you and to care for you if you're just simply willing to put faith and trust in me. And Jesus stated that many would not. Many will leave the house of prayer today. Not. Many will leave today not doing what the Holy Spirit would have them to do. And they will leave with a cruise about empty and a barrel of spiritual blessings scraping the very bottom. You see, I'm like old David. You know, I want my cup to overflow. I want God not just to fill me, but to stir me and to give me. My prayer is today, dear friends, that you're not just filled, not just sustained, but you're joyful. Joyful. You know, I thought about that a great deal. That widow woman there at Zarephath made that little cake, gave to Elijah, looked, no doubt the next day at that little cruise of oil and that barrel of meal. It was not empty. Next day she would look at that cruise of oil, that barrel of meal. It was not empty. You see, they were eating good. They were eating good. You say, Brother Lynn, I want to eat good. Oh, friend, you can. If you know Jesus, if you know the Lord, and you got your faith and your trust in Him, you have a seat at the King's table. God wants to bring to you what you need. How does He do that? He does it with you, as He did it with me, as He did it with the woman from Zarephath, through the Word. Through the Word. You read 1 Kings chapter 17. You read it. You apply it to your life. You will see yourself there at one time or another in your life. And you say, well, Brother Liam, what does that say? It says this, you're here today because God has provided. You're here today because the Lord has sustained you. You didn't get here on your own merit. You didn't get here on your own strength. You got here because you've been blessed. Been blessed. And today we have an opportunity to be blessed all the more through faith and through trust in Him. Let's stand to our feet.